black people in America. And I realized that the conspiracy was in this tragedy. They have the program, you know, blessing plan, and you know all that business. You know the one that sends out blessing plans and blessing thoughts and all this sort of thing. I think they call him Ike. Well, anyway, he shows a large audience filled with people. I knew some of the people. I looked and I saw on the aisle some of the precious people that couldn't face up to our teachings. I saw some of them sitting there, right there in the row. And I know some of them. They never got into this church and benefited by the lovely apartments we have. By the way, we still have some more vacancies, and you must make your applications today. Beautiful apartments, aren't they? Just gorgeous. Where our people are taken care of royally. I saw some people sitting on his front row, two of whom I know, to live in a rat hovel. And they never wanted to seem to get in and work. They wanted to dream. They always wanted to dream. We offered them assistance, but they wanted to buy furs and they wanted to buy jewels, but they never wanted to get anything done about housing for the people or proper provisions for the people. And I saw them sitting on that front row, and one of them lives in a place that is disgustingly sick, the last I knew anything about it. But because they wouldn't give up this business and get with us and work, they wanted to go around and dream. And I looked at his whole congregation, and it's filled with people. They'll have furs wrapped around their neck. They may not own anything. They may live in a dump like this people. They had a common toilet that was stopped up, I remember, when I went to their house on one occasion to try to get some sense across to one. They'd lost two daughters due to their insanity to the juvenile authorities. And I was trying to get some sense across to this mother. But all she wanted to do was to traipse around and follow Reverend Ike and spend all of her money. And so her children had nothing. Now, the greatest crime done to black people today is Reverend Ike. Here's why. He shows you a fancy building with plush seats, and he has a crown in a kingly chair, and all these seats are made of the finest kind of material, and gold, $200,000 worth of gold. Of course, it's not paid for, but it's all up there. All that, and the white man looks in on that, and he feels that the black man has already arrived. It's a false sense of understanding. He looks at those pictures and he thinks the black man there, well, they've got furs, they must have good jobs. They must have good homes. They must have the best of everything. And it's the greatest enemy in the hands of the white man, because he looks at Reverend Ike and he gets resentful, and so he votes. There are more of them than there are of us still. And so they vote against everything that would give us more civil rights. I say Reverend Ike is not only not good for the people, he's a curse against the people. Because the white man looks in on those gold ceilings and looks in on that fancy royal chair and sees Reverend Ike saying, though this morning he said, I'm taken care of nicely. He said, you take care of me nicely, or you don't take care of me. You got to take care of me nicely. $1,000 a week, he says. It's got to be given to him for clothes alone. And they think black people have money growing on trees. But the average white man looking does not know that some of those black people that are wrapped around in furs are trying to cover up their loneliness, cover up their nakedness, cover up their lack of jobs, cover up the destitution of their neighborhoods. They're trying to live in a make-believe world. But the white man that looks at that TV program thinks that the black man's already arrived, and he becomes resentful, and he causes his congressman and all of the legislators to stand up and fight against more power to the black people. So I say that I wouldn't be surprised if such movements are not paid by sinister, corrupt, and racist elements of the white society. I would not be at all surprised if they're not kept going by sinister, racist elements of the white society that want the white people to look at the blacks and be resentful. Because actually, to look at Reverend Ike's congregation, you would think from appearances it was the most prosperous in the world. But you notice when he gets these testimonies, there's where you can tell. Someone will get up and testify about making $500 a week. and having a selfish wife, a Babylonish wife, a Jezebel for a wife like the one this morning, had to have fine things and fine clothes, wanted to live with a white neighborhood. She said, I just think rich and get rich. But you notice when they say that, the people are not clapping. It's just a mumble. Because he can pick out, anybody that has as many people as he does, can pick out, I can pick out some people here who had fine homes. I can pick out Joyce Rosinko over there. Stand up. White woman. Nurse. Beautiful home. She gave it to the people in Redwood Valley. And she lives in a very simple dwelling so that her home could be shared by black and white alike. Peace. I could take you to Attorney Shaken, who had fine cars and fine homes and fine clothes. He gave that up and gave his home up so it could be shared by the people. I could take you to Tim Stone in this room, a fine white attorney, assistant district attorney. He had a beautiful sports car. He gave it up. I could show you a lot of black people here who've got fine homes, but they share them. 20 and 30 of people come in regularly. Sure, you could pick out a few people. I'd have enough here to run me for 5 years. I could have a testimony a day of what people have done just with money. But we haven't done it selfishly. I could point to Sister Paula, whose all of her bones were broken. And I healed them when they said she couldn't even get on her feet before 4 years. And now she's won a sweepstake ticket. I could point to her and make an example. But what will she do with her money? She'll give it to the cause of human beings. You understand what I'm saying? Anybody could pick out one person to stand up and be a demonstration of prosperity. But if you really want to catch where the wind is blowing, they're all dreaming. Because if you look out over the audience, of course, not all of you have my gift. But I can look out over that audience and I see those black people want to be there, but they aren't there. Some of them won't even go through it. He tries to snap the right pictures. He's got a good television crew, but every once in a while you'll see a young man just grimacing and an older woman just weeping, and you'll see someone just sitting there as sullen as they can be. Because naturally everyone wants to identify with riches when they're in poverty. Do you see what I'm trying to say to you? We must stop this kind of thing because it's an enemy against black rights in America today. It's an enemy against progress. You must try to educate your friends, your relatives, that what Ike is doing to them. He shows them one picture of one church in New York City that's not paid for. Now the ceiling isn't. The building is, I guess. But he's got no homes for the aged. He has no senior citizen homes. He has no convalescent sanatorium. He doesn't have one person getting an education. People's Temple has 109 students. You, because you weren't selfish, because you weren't like that Jezebel I saw this morning on his program that had to have fine jewels, push her husband. And he said, I told a lie. You mark it. He said, this man will prosper that's going into business this morning. That man's going to lose his shirt. Oh, I wish I could get to him. I wish his mind wasn't bedoggled with all that foolishness. He says, now when you go in, I visualize success. That man's going to lose everything he's got. Everything he's got. Peace. He had a man on the program today that was going to get into the caterpillar business and going to make a fortune, he said. And his wife's pushing him to get up there and live with white folk. And he's going to lose everything. And he'll be dead before 3 years. Young man, I'll tell you, it's the greatest mistreatment of truth I've ever seen in my life. It's a great mistreatment. Certainly there's rules of law in visualization, but to visualize for selfish reasons is death. Did you hear what I said? If you visualize to be selfish, you're going to die, because those that are selfish always end up losing. And he said, we want all we can get. He says, he'll look out over the crowd this morning and say, it breaks my heart how bad these days are. If you don't believe we ought to run for safety to the rock that is higher than you, if you don't believe you should seek out the rock that we know to be a refuge in the time of storm. You ought to listen to this man. He looks out and says, my, aren't we a greedy people? Greed is supposed to go in the first stages of growth with God. He said, my, aren't we a greedy people? He said it, so help me, Jehoshaphat. Because I can't ask the other fellow to help me, because that'd be calling more work on myself. You can say, so help you, God. But when I do that, I know who's going to have to do the work. You didn't, that passed over, all right, let it pass over and not settle down. Say, well, who's Jehoshaphat? Nobody, that's why I said it. Jehoshaphat doesn't exist. He's not going to help me. If anybody gets any help for you, I will have to bring it. But this criminal act, I said a criminal act, to put on that showcase of a building that has got $200,000 worth of gold on the ceiling, not paid for. And then the TV camera comes in and shows that as where black America is. Every white man gonna rise. He's always looking for excuses anyway. He's looking for any excuse he can to hate. And he sees Ike in those fancy clothes. He said, those black people are getting the jobs. They're getting better jobs than we are. They're getting better government jobs. You hear the lie the white man tells all the time. He says, black people get the best state jobs. They get the best federal jobs. And so the white man looks in and says, look at all those blacks. Only he says something else. He says, look at them. I'm telling you, I believe that the Ku Klux Klan and activists of the militant right, of the far radical extreme right, the fanatics of bigotry, the fanatics of prejudice, I believe they put money in that outfit. From the depths of my heart, I believe they put money in that outfit. That's the only reason he can pay for his building. Because he doesn't own a senior citizen home. He doesn't own a children's home. He doesn't educate a one. He never takes in a child, unless it is for ulterior purposes. He's never educated one. He doesn't have a convalescent sanatorium. He doesn't have any land. All he's got's fancy Rolls Royces. They load his Rolls Royce off of an airplane, and it's got pink kind of cushioning, because some of our folks saw it. And a great big flower on it, painted. $40-some thousand in the Rolls Royce that comes off. And one time his dog was left, and he sent a jet back to bring the dog. All over this nation, sure he could find somebody that got a little increase in job. He's got his lie everywhere. He ought to be able to find 50 a week, because his lie goes all over the world. And all he can do is drag up one case every week. That's all he can show you, is one case every week of somebody that's supposed to have been prospering. And by the time you see the TV, they're already broke. I know what I'm talking about. I looked at one of those programs once and saw somebody on there. I study my enemy. Say, your enemy, yes, that's the enemy. That's the enemy. The love of money. He called himself greedy. That's the Antichrist system. The love of money, which is the root of all evil. He said, we don't want any black power. We want green power. Honey, if we don't get some black power, we won't have no green power. So help me, our staff was looking on the scene of a woman who was very, what's her name? Shepherd, I think, but I'm not positive of that. We're looking on the scene, they had somebody up there talking about her prosperity, and she'd always been fighting us up in the Bay Area, and by the time they must film these television programs several weeks beforehand, she was dead and had been buried in a Baptist church 2 weeks then. She'd been in the grave for 2 weeks and she was up there on the TV. I saw the same thing happen to Reverend Oral Roberts one time. They had somebody up there praising about being healed, and they were dead in Evansville, Indiana, been dead for 3 weeks. But at least Oral Roberts, he lives high on the hog, but at least he's got a university. At least when he prospers, it's not going to hurt us. White man can't look at him and say he's black because he don't look black at all. None of his people look black. All you can see for the most part is white in Oral Roberts University. Certainly the controlling board of trustees is all white. So that's not going to hurt us. But when somebody gets up and says we're prospering, we've got green power, that we're all successful, puts a picture like that out to America, it's a great crime. And I hope somebody wakes up and stops him. So you can stop him. I can stop him if the people want him stopped. But the prophets lie and the people would have it so. I look at this great assembly that has its building paid for and these two beautiful apartments that are available to them where they can go, and there's still room for you. Those rents are modest, modest rents. Lovely places, aren't they beautiful places? And I'd never see him make one plan. Then you can move to your own property wherever you need to in Redwood Valley. You can eat at our vine at any time you choose. You can come in our house whenever you care to. We will find a bed for you if you come without warning. And I think it is a crime that our people are so blind, so deaf, and so dumb that they will let a man stand up and say, I'm greedy. Sure, I want all the best things of life. I want to use everything I can use. I am amazed at the ignorance of our people. Then you tell me we don't have to run to the rock that is higher than you? You don't have to find a shelter in the time of storm? You better wake up. Because just one look at that mess will show you what they're going to cook up for us. You go out and ask what white America thinks about Reverend Ike. Say, yeah, that's what happens to black people getting the money, getting the best jobs. And all the person's got any money in the place is him. The rest of them just put on a fancy fur. I've seen people come out of a rat hole with a fur on. We have some people in our church, Browns, I think their names, some children, Brown children, and their parents are followers of Ike. And they got diamonds on, but it isn't safe. It isn't safe. They want out of that neighborhood. The mother's too selfish to let them come. And we're working on it. They want to move because it's so unsafe. It's criminal how unsafe it is. We have a young woman here today that wants to go to Redwood Valley. We're going to take her north. A gang tried to kill her right here in Los Angeles. Tried to kill her. We took her brother last week because he was being molested, threatened, his life threatened. Just a child because he wouldn't join a gang. Well, this last few days, I believe this is correct. Correct me if I'm wrong. A gang killed another girl thinking it was her. Is that correct? Where is the situation? You can bear record of it. Is it in council? Are you listening to me? You people know that you're the one. Where is the young lady? Where is the young lady? Inside. All right. There. Now, this is the case. Someone was killed. I thought it was you. Well, we're going to get you out of this mess. Then we get somebody standing up there pretending. That's why I look around. Sometimes I don't know what I know in the knowledge, and I think other people know it, and then you look at me funny because you don't know it, and I've got it in here, and I expect you to know what I... Well, she knows I know what I'm talking about because she just stood up. She hadn't told me that, but I know, and I want her to be assured that she'll have a place. And I don't know whether I made myself clear. Sometimes I don't know whether I've spoken in advance about it because I know things in advance and I have not even yet told them that she doesn't even know she's going north. Well, you're going north, child, if you want to. They're killing people in the streets. Our bus drivers can't ride down the road. Can't ride down the road because of violence. They're giving them guns. Our people don't have proper housing. They don't have proper jobs. There's not even proper lighting in the neighborhood. We don't have enough to eat on. We don't have proper medicine. People, we had to pay out hundreds of dollars to give people their ordinary shots because they couldn't afford them. And then Reverend Ike get up and say, we're all living in a blessing. Lying dog. I hope you understand the point and why you should resist him, and you should write the television stations and tell him to get the stinking mess off the air because it's doing us harm. Everything that comes up for proposal, we've heard his name whipped around. Our attorneys have heard his name whipped around. They'll say, look at that Reverend Ike. When they want to get improvement for housing, or want to get urban renewal, or a special black business program, they'll say, look at them, they're already doing it. They're getting all the money anyway. They're getting the best federal jobs. Look at Reverend Ike. I tell you, we ought to look at him until he gets out of the way. Because any old white man or bigot, whoever they are, any bigoted person, they want to look for reasons to justify their bigotry. So you open up a great picture. I wouldn't show them. I wouldn't show the bigots all we black people have. I wouldn't take a TV camera up to Redwood Valley and show them our children's home. No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't take a TV camera to show them our greens or our cave or our catfish. I wouldn't take a television camera up there to show them our children's home, our 40 acres, or our four senior citizen homes, or our two convalescent sanatoriums, or our four college dormitories, or our 109 students. Because if we did, they would try to do everything they could to stop us. I don't want anything but to get out of our way. I want them out of our way. They'd look at Jones's family, this precious black family, and say, well, I'm not black, I'm white. Oh, no, you're black. You're in here, you're lifting the burden. You identify with the people that are oppressed, you're black. I don't care if you're as white as the driven snow, you're black if you're in here. Say, I'm Mexican, I'm not black. Well, you go down and see how they've killed a few of these Mexicans off these days, and you watch what's happening to Mexicans. You'll decide you're black, too. Somebody told me, sister said, I was resentful because I'm Mexican. Says, Governor Brown, I've been on that ever since I heard that. Said, Governor Brown said, we were not black, and the black were black, and we were not. They list us as being white. Does it get you white jobs? Does it get you nice white housing? Does it get you nice white money? Then, honey, I don't care what Governor Brown put on your birth record, you're still just one of us. They did that to divide the poor people anyway. They're afraid of all that Mexican, and actually Mexicans suffer greatly. Terribly. In Texas, they're more discriminated against than any people. But a lot of them still saying, I'm white. Huh? When are they going to wake up and find out? Yeah, they're folk, and they got some blacks in here think they're white too. But honey, you're just going to have to look in the mirror again. Racial consciousness have to be developed. Sure, Reverend Ike moves along smoothly. He's in no danger because he's being a puppet of the system. He's being promoted by the lying dogs of the oppressor. But I'll tell you one thing. The liberators will find this kind one day. They'll find this kind one day. He degraded black power today. He degraded everything that stands for black progress. He made light of it and laughed. That's an enemy. That is an enemy of the cause of righteousness. I hope you're hearing me. Now, do you understand the question? I know I was taking an offering, but all our offerings won't do us any good unless we have a consciousness. Unless we know what we're doing, we can take all the money till our... Well, I won't say that. You've got to know what you're doing. You've got to know what you're working for. You have to know what your purpose is. We have this discussion of King Alfred Plan here. We have the discussion of there is a choice that the past cabinet just approved, which will be the total annihilation of the black race. We had this man Nussbaum come to me and say, Jones, you and Nader are the two most feared people in this country. I thought, well, if this isn't something. Oh, we've got just a little church here and a little church in San Francisco, a few thousand people and a little bit of land, and they fear us. That speaks bad if there's only two left that they fear. Man who'd worked with the CIA told us that. I just gave you his name. Peace. I hope you're listening. Because I'm telling you that there's a plan to destroy the black man, and Reverend Ike is helping them pick up the dagger. He's helping them pick up the guns that will do it. The man who hates looks for reasons to justify his hatred. So he looks in all that glorious Ike's trim on his clothes. It'll be made of gold, his kingly seat. He's got a royal crown over his seat in gold. And they look in and see all that. And they say, black people don't need any more money for education. Black people don't need any more money for jobs. Black people don't need any more money for health, welfare. Black people don't need any more money, period. And you tell me he's not a plan? He's a plant? Yes, he's a plant. He's a plant! He's planted right in our midst. Right behind him. You look who comes when he comes to the town. You look who's behind him. Say, he's going to sue you. I wish he would. I'd like to take him on. One of our sisters got up to testify how she was healed of cancer. Because he won't come, he won't get any of these healing open testimony meetings around us. He gets nervous. Because he comes to San Francisco and Los Angeles, he never knows which one of us is going to be up there on the platform with him. So they get three people to scream, everybody. And they'll ask them, if they're affiliated with us, they'll ask them, you know anything about Reverend Jones? Because he knows that any one of those Jonesites that gets up there is going to tell the folks something. And our people have got right up. He fouled up one of his whole television programs. One of our folks got right up in the middle of it. Said, Jim Jones healed me of cancer. Jim Jones does this for the poor. Jim Jones did this. They had all that television camera, all of it ready. They had to cut it out. He looked over and he said, how did this? They looked over and said, how'd this bitch get through here? That's what was said. But do you know who does all of his screening? Big, pro, arch-type, criminal-looking people, white. You've been there. You've seen it. Look at these guys around the background. I'll tell you, they're big money behind him. Big money. So that he can be used to deceive many. Say, how'd he pay for the building? He wouldn't have paid for a building even. He wouldn't put anything in a building. He'd take it all to himself. If they didn't have a part of their program is that they have to have a nice building to show the American people so that they'll believe the black man is well off when he's not well off. I don't think some of you are following me. I'm going to keep after you till I wake you up here this morning. Big money. You'll find racist money, big money, the kind of money that's killed Kennedy, the kind of money that's killed Malcolm, the kind of money that's killed Martin. You'll see it right behind him that put these TV cameras and the big church, because if Ike had his way, he wouldn't give a crust of bread to a dying person. He wouldn't give a crust of bread to somebody starving to death. I came here and I didn't want to hear about Ike. I knew it. That's why I'm preaching it. So you don't believe there's a problem in America. You don't have to look at what the white man's saying. And he's saying a plenty in the religious circles. He's saying a plenty about his hatred. You'll listen to the radio religious broadcasts and they're talking about sending blacks back to Africa. Just a few weeks ago, they were passing out newsletters all through Beverly Hills to do away with the black people, to send them away. Then Reverend Ike getting up and saying, everybody is blessed. Isn't that wonderful? Ha, 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 ha. He's got the laugh of the devil. He can laugh at the most miserable times. People sitting out there hoping, visualizing, praying, trying to get the things he says, seeing certificates, bonds. He says, see all that money in your safe. Some of them don't even know what a safe is. They got no safe. And he tells them all that right in the middle of you. Go, ha, 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 ha. Then he'll go. Say, why don't you preach on some of the rest of them? I haven't got no time to preach on people not hurting us. I don't care anything about Ike. I preach against the thing that hurts we who are the oppressed. We who have been put down. And he's the greatest enemy of the people today I know in American life. He's the greatest enemy of the people. Now you better mark your word. He's the greatest enemy. They'll use him. They'll use him just like they use the old Judas goat. You know how they use the Judas goat to lead the sheep. The Judas goat will baa, 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 lead him right up into the slaughter. And then the sheep will fall down, have their head knocked off, or fall into the steaming vats of water that will burn them alive. And I'll tell you one thing, and I don't care if he sues me. Old Ike is nothing but a damnable Judas goat.